This is an iHeart podcast.
Of the Jesse Kelly Show, and yes, if you're watching me on the simulcast, yes, I am wearing an anti-communist t-shirt, and it's freaking awesome. If you want to watch me on the simulcast, you can. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse and sign up to watch the simulcast. Did you hear this comedian Andrew Schultz? Credit to this guy for actually wading into the arena, and man, this is pretty true.
There was a month where every child within 2 feet of him, he bear hugged and sniffed their head. You don't remember that? One whole month, every single kid just... They started giving him Jewish kids so there'd be a little protection. He was yanking off yarmulkes and just sniffing dandruff off their skulls, bro. Even his son Hunter was like, you sure that's dandruff? The whole family's interested.
All right, you know what? We'll set that creepy stuff aside because that is something that's still out there. There's a really shocking amount of video of Joe Biden grabbing children, sniffing children. I address that quite a bit. I'm going to address that quite a bit tonight on my TV show on the First TV, 9 p.m. Eastern. But let's talk about children for a moment. No, not in the same way Joe Biden talks about them. Let's talk about child labor laws. You see, we talk a lot. Don't shake your head, Chris. This is a hot button issue for me. We talk a lot about the danger of somebody do something. And what have I said before? What have I said before is the most dangerous invention in the history of mankind. You remember what I said? The photograph. The photograph. When things went from words on a page where you could read something, interpret it, have more of a sober, logical way of thinking about it. When it went from that to a picture, that created more of a public disaster when it came to governance than anything else. Because pictures give you an emotional, a visceral emotional reaction. It's human nature, right? If I was to tell you, hey, right now in Sheboygan, there's a dead puppy in the road. You might go, oh, that's sad. Or you might say, oh, that sucks. Or, I mean, if you're being honest, you might say, okay, why are you bringing this up? But if we were sitting here having a beer and I pulled out a picture of dead puppy squashed in the road, now you feel something. Now that creates an emotional reaction in you because you can see it. It goes into your eyes. Children, you do understand children used to be able to work in this country. I mean, have a real job in this country. And there are a couple things about that. One, it helps you mature. Two, it helps you gain responsibility. Three, it helps low-income people get by. Right now, people are having a very difficult time getting by. Inflation is smashing people. They can't get by. They're not making ends meet. You're telling me that the family 14-year-old shouldn't be allowed to go sweep up the floors at a local family shop for $5 an hour and help the family make ends meet? That brings us to the point that Chris just brought up. Chris said, but coal mines. Why do we have these child labor laws? Well, we did have kids in coal mines. And yes, many of them worked in horrible conditions. And it harmed them. In some cases, it killed them. But it wasn't the norm. I mean, it wasn't the norm for child labor. Child labor simply meant, I'm going to help out my neighbor on his farm. I'm going to bale hay. I'm going to go down to the local construction site and I'm going to sign up to be a gopher and I'm going to go fetch hammers and nails and cords and plug things in and I'm going to learn responsibility, make some money, and help my family get by. That's why children have worked historically, not just in America and the history of mankind. But you put a couple pictures out there of little Aiden covered in coal dust, looking awfully dirty and kind of sad, probably had a cigarette in his mouth back in the day, and soon you've got child labor laws passing through Congress. This is maybe the best example ever of somebody do something turning into a disaster. Look around you right now at society. Do you find kids now are more responsible or less responsible than they've always been? Obviously less, right? Less. People, kids are getting married later, buying houses later, having kids later. Look, if I was to tell you an 18-year-old married his 18-year-old girlfriend and they're already pregnant, you would say, what would you say? You'd be tempted to say it. Oh, they're so young, right? You do understand historically, that's about when people got married and had kids. That's your prime fertility age. That's when people got married and have kids. But people are maturing later, and we're telling them they should mature later. Are you going to tell me it would be bad for American society for my 13-year-old to go get a job at the local pet shop cleaning up poop? He wants a job. I have a 13-year-old. He's doing odd jobs around the neighborhood. We have older folks around my area, and oftentimes they need help lifting things and doing things. You know, your body doesn't work as great when you're older. That's fine. His little 13-year-old body works just fine. You know, when you're that age, you're basically a superhero. So he's been helping people out, making money. He wants a real job. He wants a real job. He wants one. Why can't he have one? Why can't he have one? What is this insanity that says he can't have a real job? I don't want him to go into the coal mines and get the black lung, but I stand firmly against child labor laws. How about that? Did you hear UK's prime minister resigned? I don't really care, but I'll play you the audio.
And to you, the British public, I know that there will be many people who are relieved and perhaps quite a few who will also be disappointed. And I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm sorry. Is that ugly American? I mean, somebody came to me first thing this morning, and we were gabbing about politics, and he said, hey, did you hear about Boris Johnson? And I said, the British guy? And he said, yes, the British prime minister. He resigned. And he kind of left it hanging out there as if that was going to be something that was a big gut punch to me. I got to be honest with you. I still don't know the difference between Britain and the UK and England and I don't know. It's very confusing. I don't really care. I know that makes me an ugly American, but it is what it is. Email. Jesse, why doesn't somebody on the right create a website that has a track record of all the incumbent congressmen, how they voted and where they stand on the issue? It would also include the challengers, where they stand on the issues, important endorsements they've received, and how they voted. Here's the thing. There are lots of those websites already. That's one. Two, if you don't like the websites, it's not a bad suggestion. I'm not insulting you for once, actually. If you don't like those websites, you should create a website. It is tempting out there because people feel helpless and powerless. They look around and they see something. They see a need and they say, somebody should. If you ever start a sentence with somebody should, you're that somebody. Because that idea you just had, one, it's already in place in many, there are lots of gradings of Congress people on the website, but two, maybe you're not happy with those. Maybe you have a better idea than all of them. And you should start it. You should. Somebody should. No, you should. But again, this is going to sound harsher than I want it to sound, but those websites exist and you didn't even know about them. All this information out there, information on the issues, information on this congressman or that congressman or this candidate or that candidate, all this information is out there and available for people. What we lack, and we've been talking about this a lot, what we lack is people choosing to go find it and get involved. And what's crazy is because of the phones we have now, it's all in your hands. It's in the palm of your hands. All right. have to talk about National Guard stuff. I'm going to get to some emails. We have lots of stuff here to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. But again, it's in your hands. Your hands. You have the power. You have the ability. You look, your own protection is in your hands. It's in your hands. You're going to call the cops if a bad man approaches you today? You think they're going to get there in time? Or are you going to pull out your non-lethal gun from Hero and shoot him in the chest with a pepper ball twice and watch him cry while you escape and have your life saved? Or maybe you'll pull out your Hero arrow. It's their new thing. Oh, gosh, it's so slick. This looks like a TV remote, about the same shape. Two buttons, two blasts of this pepper gel. You don't need a concealed carry permit. But your daughter who you sent off to college does need this to save her life. Your son, mom, wife, husband, get something in your hands. In your hands, you take ownership of your own protection. Go to hero2020.com. Use the code Jesse because that gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and my friend BK of the famous World News with BK, former Spec Ops AF Air Force paratrooper, he's joining us about 10 minutes from now, and I sure am glad he is. Have you ever heard this parody of what our U.S. military has become? If you have not, well, sit back and enjoy the ride.
The United States military is a guiding light, leading the world to democracy and freedom. But if we want this beacon of truth and justice to shine, we need to remain
Army strong, and that means diversity.
From gender reveal grenades and fabulous pride uniforms to our new pronoun dog tags, we're leading the way in both killing power and inclusivity. We're even training our soldiers to defend against violent misgendering from enemy forces.
Excuse me, sir.
It is ma'am!
An updated, more inclusive exercise regimen and regiwoman, so no one feels left out. And more supportive drill sergeants who are completely judgment-free.
You are special just the way you are. Don't let anyone tell you any different.
You are beautiful in Eddie's eyes! Your two moms are proud of you!
Enemies of America, you've been warned. We're strong. We're Army strong. We're slaying, Queen.
Okay, one, that's hilarious. We've been trying to figure out who did that ad. We want to give them credit that was not our doing. We have not been able to figure out who did it, so if you know who did it, let us know. That's one, two. I wish it wasn't true. What stands before me is two different headlines. One is the hard purge of the United States military, and two is what we affectionately call the soft purge of the U.S. military on this show. Which one do you want first? Hard purge? Okay, sounds good. Title number one, Army cuts off more than 60,000 unvaccinated Guard and Reserve soldiers from pay and benefits. This is the hard purge. We'll get to the soft purge in a minute. And this one is actually one I have to give a lot of credit to the communists for, because it's just brilliant. Now, it's despicable and awful, but I still have to give them credit for the brilliance of it. You see, communists don't want their enemies to have guns. They don't. Why? They want the freedom to murder you. That's how communists have always worked. America's communists are no different. Every American communist politician, they all push gun control for the same reason. Wake of a mass shooting, president, governor, mayor, doesn't matter who it is, doesn't matter what talking points they're feeding you. The truth is they want you disarmed so they can hurt you. They want the ability to hurt you. They think they're a king. They think they're a queen. They want to be able to issue these dictates, and it doesn't matter how mad you are about it. In a country that has, oh, I don't know,
well north of 300 million privately owned firearms, you don't have the freedom to do that. It drives them crazy. So in their effort to make sure they have the freedom to hurt you, communists have always, always purged the military of their political enemies. That's why most communist countries, they will actually attach political officers to the units. You ever see a movie like this about the Soviet Union or something like that? You know, you got the generals and the captains and the sergeants and the privates, and then there's a political officer who seems to have a lot of say. That's so he can make sure the military itself is politically aligned with the communists. America's communists want that too. It doesn't work that way here. It would be too difficult for them to step in and say, every Republican, get out. Can't do that. But vaccine mandate, easiest way to make that happen. Who exactly would reject taking that vaccine? Has a single Democrat in the United States of America stepped up and said, oh, no, that's not for me? No, of course not. That's why they're Democrats. They all said, yes, Daddy, give me more. You purge them, you purge a bunch of your ideological opponents. That's the hard purge, bringing us to the soft purge. Again, as I've said 1,000 times, I'll say it 1,000 more. There are two parts to the soft purge. Part one, it's the guys who are in, the studs who are listening to the sound of my voice right now, who want to serve, they want to be tough guys, they want to fight. Type A types, you know. Too many tattoos, bad language, speak up about women in ways that are inappropriate, and then go out and win medals when they win your wars. They don't want to do, well, they don't want to shower with transgenders. This is an exclusive from Christina Wong, our friend Christina Wong at Breitbart. Exclusive. Army says soldiers must shower with transgender persons. The guys who are in, the studs who are in, didn't sign up to shower with the circus freaks, and they're not going to stay in. They're going to walk away. They're going to leave. They're going to go do something else because they know they have options. Remember that story I've told you before? The offer that worked its way down to us. I was in the infantry. I had an offer when I was getting out of the Marine Corps. $30,000 a month. A month. All I had to do was go murder poachers in Africa. $30,000 a month. It still drives Chris crazy when I tell him that story, and I didn't do it. I didn't do it again because it's not because I have anything against murdering poachers. I couldn't come back from combat and then tell mom I'm going off to Africa to be in more danger. I couldn't do it. But look, the studs who are in have options. They don't have to serve in our military. They can go do whatever they want. They're not going to stay and shower with transgenders. That's part one of the soft purge. And part two of the soft purge is this. Right now, in Alabama, there's a kid who grew up in the sticks shooting squirrels at the age of 6. Now he shoots deer. He's on the high school wrestling team. He says, yes, ma'am, and no, sir. If you drop this kid in the mountains, you can come back a week later, and you'll come and you'll discover this kid has built himself a camp. That kid wins your wars. He fills your Navy SEALs, Green Berets, Marine Force Recon, Air Force PJs. We're talking to BK next. That kid, he reads this headline and he says, Dad, I ain't joining. And more importantly, Dad comes to him and says, Son, I know I served. I know your grandpa served. I know his grandpa before him served and everyone in between. Son, this is not the same military we served, and I don't think you should do this. And that kid in Alabama who grew up shooting and eating squirrels at 6, the guy who wins your wars, who charges your hills, who drops satchel charges in enemy pillboxes, he goes and he does something else, and he never serves a day. It's real, it's happening now, and it's a big deal. And we're going to talk to one of those super studs, former Air Force PJ BK, about this stuff next. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, gosh, Chris, turn it off. That's awful. Joining me now, the man who chose that as his intro song, host of World News with BK, the podcast, which I would highly recommend.
and more importantly for our purposes today, former Air Force PJ and selector of dreadful music, BK. BK, what was that? That was awful.
Jesse, you don't know anything about music. That song, I guarantee you, every woman you know is out bumping and grinding at the club after she drops off the kids at the babysitter. Come on now.
Thanks. Thanks, BK. All right, let's dive right into something here. There's something I call the soft purge of the military that's happening. Beyond the vax mandate that's running out so many guys, all this trans, white people are evil, everything has to be gay stuff, it does two things. One, the 17-year-old stud who's on the high school wrestling team, you need to win your wars, he's not going to join at all. And two, the guys who are in, the war fighters who are in, they don't want to be around this. New headline says Army soldiers must shower with transgender persons. The guy who's in, he's getting out, he's not putting up with this crap, dude, and it's going to kill us in the end.
Yeah, you know, it's striking, Jesse. I just wrote a long article about this for Veteran Television, and like what jumped out at me, the percentages have changed like so quickly in just like even the last couple of years of who wants to be in the military. Now, like you said, the military is going through all these things that you pointed out, and yet they're in a recruiting crisis, but it's like a religious cult. They can't back off of any of it. I mean, even like in the last like couple of years, you know, we've always had problems with obesity and everything else, but even like 10 years ago, only like 29% of the target age range for military recruiting, which is 17 to 24, only 29% were even eligible to be in the military. That's now dropped to 23%. And of that 23%, an already minuscule pool, only 9% have even shown any of interest in wanting to be in the military. And even more alarming to me, Jesse, as you know, military is kind of a family business, right? So many recruits go in there because their parents were in there, their uncles were in there, and everything else. And that's disappearing now. I mean, you know, up until like late 1990s, like 40% of military recruits had like parents who were in the military, and that's changed completely too. That's dropped by like 25 percentage points. And you can't dismiss it because everybody wants to talk about, all they want to talk about are the old standbys, like obesity, health problems, mental problems, especially lately. And those are all a factor. But you can't ignore that a lot of people are disgusted with the military and turning their kids off of it. I get way too comments in my Instagram messages for the podcast. I'm sure you do too. I get way too many comments for me to dismiss that as nonsense because a lot of people are saying, I don't like what the military has become. And I, who was a veteran, I'm not going to recommend my child go into it anymore. And it's like, that's a huge problem, and it's only getting worse.
It's a massive problem, and I'm glad you brought it up because just like you do, my email inbox is full of people from traditional military families. It's more than just dad served, BK. And these are the people who win your wars for you. It's dad served, his dad served, his dad served, his brother served, his brother served, all his brothers served. It's this long line, and all of a sudden, there's this severing that's happening now of my son's not serving. I told my son not to serve. Well, that kid, he's the guy who wins medals, man. And now he's going to go sell insurance in Madison, Wisconsin, and he's never going to put on the uniform, and we're toast.
Yeah, and I hear from active duty guys who are in active duty selections, you know, in the Air Force, who run like selections for future combat controllers, for future pararescue, and all that. And they're like, you know what? We just don't get the athletes like we used to. They're pouring more money in than ever to getting these kids prepped up just to go to the selection, Jesse. We didn't have any of that. It was like you just showed up, and then it was like sink or swim. Now they have like, you know, cryotherapy and nutritionists and physical education coaches, all this stuff. They said we're pouring more money into prep than we ever have, and we're actually getting a worse product. I read this stat in 2021. There's something called the Reagan National Defense Survey. It's conducted by the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation. They do a survey every year. And they found that this year, 45% of Americans have a great deal of trust and confidence in the military. That's down 25 percentage points since just 2018. So what is going on with this? And the military is not doing itself any favors. They continue to embarrass themselves. Like, I mean, seriously, having drag shows on base and active, yeah, you know, like, are you kidding me? Nobody wants to do this crap. And everybody's sick of seeing it around. And I know several progressive veterans, Jesse, including LGBT members, ethnic minority. You know what? They're tired of hearing about this crap, too. You know, they went out. They want to go there and like have do the job and shoot guns and jump out of planes or just fix an airplane without having to go to mandatory diversity, equity, and inclusion classes. And they're over it too.
BK, again, we're speaking with BK, former Air Force PJ, host of the great podcast, The World News with BK. BK, I'm worried to even ask the question because I think I already know the answer, but surely we've reached the bottom of this nonsense, right? And the recruiting crisis is going to get so bad because it is at crisis level now, and the retention's going to be so bad that surely someone's going to walk away from all this and say, okay, enough, we got to let it go.
I would like to think so, but every time I think it can't be topped, they manage to surprise even me. And look at the pool of people out there, Jesse. Look at the guy who was just the mass shooter in Chicago. That kid was like military-age male, right? Instead, what does he have going on? He's got tattoos on his face, and he's got a sex doll hanging from his closet with, by the way, the same haircut that he has. I don't know if anybody pointed out that creepy detail. But, I mean, that's what we're dealing with out here. These kids are like head cases. I just got messages from several recruiters after my article posted saying, hey, you know what? A huge problem I'm seeing is the mental health problem. We've got so many kids on like antidepressants and all that stuff. Well, you need waivers for all that. And a lot of it is very hard to get. So I don't know what the next step is. I think we have an enormous problem that's just going to get worse, Jesse, because the fact is that we're not, as a society, producing the type of men that we want who have to do the dirty work of the U.S. military. And it freaks me out, too.
Man, that's probably what it comes down to. It. We're just not producing military men anymore. Golly, that does
we aren't.
That does not speak highly for us. All right, changing the subject real quick, just because you're always on top of this stuff and always so good at foreign policy stuff. What's going on in foreign lands we're not paying attention to and probably should? What's going on out there, BK?
Well, you know, we've been talking about, as you guys know, we've been talking about Russia, Ukraine from the very beginning. I'm kind of keeping an eye on this Dutch protest thing. This is pretty fascinating. These farmers have pretty much have enough because the farmers over there are saying, hey, the reason they're protesting is because the government wants to cut these nitrogen emissions from there because this government plan in the Netherlands would require farmers to use less fertilizer because they say they're producing too much of this nitrogen. Well, these farmers are saying, hey, I can't exist under this plan. And rather than just lying down and taking it, they're out there blocking the streets and shooting fertilizer and covering government buildings. And, you know, as we saw in Canada, Jesse, with the trucker convoy, once these heavy machines come out onto these roads by the hundreds and the thousands, you know, it pretty much paralyzes the entire country. And that's what's going on in Holland right now. And I'm also keeping an eye on Boris Johnson over in the UK. As he's saying he's going to step down. His government's collapsing from numerous scandals, and everything seems like it's going to crap. And then, of course, here in the United States, I'm watching very closely the Texas governor race. Your beloved Texas, Jesse. I know you're deeply concerned about Robert Beto O'Rourke, but looks like he's going to lose pretty bad. But we'll see. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. BK, the podcast is World News with BK. I recommend it. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, Jesse.
Boy, that is a sad state of affairs. He summed that up pretty well. As a nation, we're not producing military qualified males anymore. Golly. Are you ready to start practicing with your weapon yet? If you don't have a military who can keep the wolves at bay, you think maybe you're going to have to keep the wolves at bay one day? Buy your Mantis X system. If you want to know what the studs who are still there are using, Marine Corps Boot Camp Paris Island, Mantis X. Special Forces, that's the Green Berets you love so much, Mantis X. You practice in your home, in your air conditioning. You don't fire a shot, so you don't have to whine about rounds. You don't have to complain about gas prices. It's just you, your weapon, the comfort of your living room, bedroom, dining room, practicing, going through drills. 94% of shooters get better within 20 minutes. You not only get better, you get better fast. The difference in me has been noticeable, and I was already okay with a weapon. Go to MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. Go now.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the
Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm going to get to some emails here in a minute, and we have to get to us funding our own destruction with the HHS, inflation stuff, all that, but I thought it would only be fair to discuss a little bit of Corinne diversity hire. The headline here is, quote, "The White House needs a new comms director." I don't know why. She's doing great.
So Veterans Affairs currently doesn't offer any abortion services, but VA Secretary McDonough has told Congress that the VA has statutory authority to provide abortion services, that the law permits it. So does the president agree with the VA secretary that the department can take this action?
So the administration and the VA are committed to providing health care to veterans. As you note, current regulation doesn't allow for the VA to provide abortions. We're going to continue to review. We're going to continue to explore every possible option to protect women's rights and access to reproductive health. We have talked about the president reviewing executive action.
Reproductive health. You got to love that. But that really wasn't the star of the interview. The star of the interview was this, a story you really haven't heard much about, but it's definitely out there. Asians. You know any Asians? Are you yourself an Asian? I will tell you something that's noticeable in my area. Of course, no one will talk about it because it's offensive, but you know I love that, so I'll just talk about it anyway. In my area, just like your area, there are nail salons where ladies get their nails done with all the weird colors you use. There are donut shops, obviously, where you go buy donuts. And here in Texas, kolaches, which are kind of overrated, but we're not going into it. They're kind of overrated, Chris. Okay, sorry. They're okay. All right, never mind. And dry cleaners. Every one of these businesses in my area owned and operated by exclusive Asians. You walk in and you know what you see? You see mom. You see dad. You see baby brother there, baby sister there. Even if it's a small child, they'll be on the floor playing with their toys. You see aunts, uncles, sisters, brothers, cousins, all one gigantic Asian family. Another part of this, I would argue a critical part of this, what's downstream of that? The Asians have great grades. The Asians perform unbelievably well in school, better than all of us. Better than people who aren't Asian, I guess I should say, by the numbers, statistically. That's not just me being normally offensive like I am. The numbers, they dwarf everyone else. And these high-end schools like Harvard that have these entrance requirements that are way beyond, I mean, it's a little bit beyond what I could have gotten into finishing top two-thirds in my high school class. But in all seriousness, the entrance requirements for these universities is absurd. Well, what happened was this. Harvard and places like it, they kept getting more Asian and more Asian and more Asian because the most qualified candidates were all Asian kids. So Harvard decided to start racially discriminating against Asian kids because they didn't want their whole campus to be Asian kids. Corinne Diversity Hire was asked about this stuff, and man, you've got to admire the chutzpah of her calling Asians a bunch of ultra MAGAs.
In October, a case is supposed to be before the Supreme Court on affirmative action when it comes to education admittance on race. And there is a thought that it could be overturned with the way this court has been overturning longstanding action cases. What is the White House's thought on this, and is there a plan? Are you preparing for this?
So, April, the president has been very clear about these extreme decisions that the Supreme Court has been making, not just on Roe, but EPA and others' decisions that have come down most recently. This is another one that you're talking about in October. Look, the president has been also clear is that we have to take action. Americans have to make sure that they take their voices to the ballot box. That is the way that we are going to be able to fight back in a way that's effective, in a way that's going to make a difference. We have Republicans who are doing extremes. The president calls them ultra MAGA. They are part of the ultra MAGA wing who are trying to take away the rights of the American people.
The fact that Asians are most qualified to get into Harvard makes them ultra MAGA? Boy, that is something. I'll tell you what, these people. All right. I'm going to get to a bunch of emails, even though Chris says I never get to any when I say I'm going to. I'm going to get to some tonight, and they're all over the place. I got to like 8 last night, Chris. Oh, remember that email I read you earlier about the MyPillow mattress topper? I want you to take my word on this. The mattress topper is something you really should look into. Maybe you have an older mattress. I know what it's like. You're getting those divots where you sleep every single night, where your spouse sleeps every night. Or maybe it's just starting to break down. Springs are breaking down, and it's time to buy a new mattress, only you don't have $1,000 laying around. Try a mattress topper. They're amazing. They're nothing to put on either, in case you're worried about that. We have one. When you get my pillows, it just lays right on top of the mattress, and then it has a strap on the four corners. You just wrap around the mattress. It honestly takes 30 seconds. You and your spouse throw it on. It's like you just sink into this lovely cloud that gives you a hug and you go to sleep every night. Oh, and there's a huge flash sale on my pillows. You can get those as low as $19.88. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse, and you save money on all this stuff. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, based on your hatred of brisket, that's a lie. I said brisket's okay, Chris. Based on your hatred of brisket and Unforgiven, that's the movie that's overrated, I cannot recommend a Glock 19 enough. He's talking about my concealed carry weapon. There's a great spot for it in your midlife crisis Benz, right next to the tampon holder in your vacation hat. If you were a man, you would get a 1911 or at least a SIG 226. Okay, hold on. Pause. At least a SIG 226. When is the last time you people priced a SIG 226? The last time I walked in a shop, I was looking at SIGs because I love SIGs. They are high quality weapons. Dude, that thing was like $800 or $900. I'm not spending that on a daggone pistol. You're outside of your mind. Dang it, now I sound like Chris. Oh, I do. I know I sound like Chris. No, if you have a SIG you want to give me, I'll take it. I'm not going to spend that kind of money. Anyway, the guy goes on. He says, my first concealed carry was a Springfield XD 45 ACP. Doesn't have a great reputation, but it fired accurately every time I pulled the trigger. Selling point for me was a large sticker on the box that said, not legal in California. He said, if you're going to stay with a Glock, at least go Glock 17 or 34. You know, that's not very nice. That's not very nice to reference the car and to say my car has a tampon holder and all those things. Those things are very, very insulting. I love my Glock 19. It's very affordable. It's practical. It's affordable. I'm a practical guy. What, Chris? What are you scowling at? It's not like you would ever buy one. I'd love to see what kind of musket you rock at the house in home defense because you don't want to spend any money. I'm not going to be lectured by you about saving money. You're building an AR, Chris. God forbid, you already built it? Of course you already built it. God forbid you go out and just buy one of the endless ARs available. You have to go sit down and build one to save 57 cents. What? Chris, there's no defense of who you are and what you are. Okay, no defense. All right, we are going to do email stuff. We have HHS stuff, how we're funding the people who hate us, inflation talk, and George Soros sucks. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.